AP News for Friday, May 27th. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Uvalde, Texas Sunday to meet with the families and others impacted by the mass shooting that left 19 school children and their two teachers dead.
Let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
Texas top police official criticizes the police response.
Throughout the attack, teachers and children repeatedly called 911, including a call from one girl.
She asked 911 to please send the police now.
The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCraw, says there was no excuse for it. It was the wrong decision to wait.
I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
Why did they wait?
A decision was made that this was a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point.
McCraw says Border Patrol agents eventually used a master key to open the locked door of the classroom where they confronted and killed the gunman. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Houston, speaker after speaker took to the stage at the NRA's national convention to denounce the attack. Former President Donald Trump and others calling it evil.
The monster who committed this crime is pure evil, pure cruelty, pure hatred.
But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz denounced gun control efforts.
What stops armed bad guys is armed good guys.
At a protest outside the Civic Center, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says the gun lobby won't listen.
This extreme perspective that any kind of common sense policy, any kind of gun safety protection is taboo.
This is AP News. After 6 weeks of testimony, the jury gets the case in Johnny Depp's suit against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you now have heard all the evidence in the case.
It sounded like he said, she said, but was actually about what she wrote. Attorney Camille Vasquez representing Depp.
There is an abuser in this courtroom, but it is not Mr. Depp. And there is a victim of domestic abuse in this courtroom, but it is not Ms. Heard.
And attorney Ben Chu says for Depp, it's never been about money.
It is about Mr. Depp's reputation.
The case revolves around a Washington Post op-ed in which Heard describes herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Her attorney, Benjamin Rottenborn, says Depp's suit is part of a smear campaign he launched after Heard filed for divorce.
She wanted to own her story after Johnny Depp and fit those into what other women experience, what other people experience, having accused someone of domestic abuse and the backlash that they suffer.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.